I tell you, I've got some own personal misconduct too, because my friend Makare Mutu, I have been remiss because I haven't been talking with her for ages, but she's steadily been going about her mahi. And today we are joining Professor Mutu, who is a spokesperson for the Iwi Chairs Forum. Now, earlier today we spoke with Hope Tupara regarding the Māori Women's Welfare League, also the New Zealand Māori Council, and the National Iwi Chairs Forum have declared unilateral support for co-governance. They had a hui on Kotahitanga. They're calling on the government to actively promote co-governance because it's going to be good for all people who call Aotearoa New Zealand home. Makare Mutu is the Iwi Chair spokesperson. She's with us today. Te tohine tēnā koe, Makare. It's been ages. I'm sorry that I haven't been in touch a little more. Hope you're keeping well.
Very well, thank you, Dale. Lovely to hear from you. Ngā mihi atu ki a koutou e hakarongo mai ana.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Makare. Kia ora. Well, it's not often that these three very prominent Māori rōpū combine and throw up a media release. Hope was awesome when I spoke with her this earlier today, Makare, but I'm pleased to get another perspective from the Iwi Chairs Forum, and maybe while we're there too, might have a chat about Wally Pinatito. But in this situation, co-governance, it's been misrepresented, even though we've seen it work very well when it's been utilised in other areas. Talk with us about this Kotahitanga Hui, what you read into it, and the mood for change among these prominent Māori entities.
Well, I think, Dale, we've come to a point where it's becoming really, really clear that our people, through the work, particularly the work of Moana Jackson on constitutional transformation, that our people have realised that it's not some sort of a dream, unattainable dream, that they can make their own decisions about their own lives and can retake that role of the kaitiaki for this country. As mana whenua, as the tangata whenua of this country, at the end of the day, Dale, we are the ones who are ultimately responsible for the well-being of this country, both Papatuanuku and all of Papatuanuku's uri, which includes the people as well. And that's become really clear because we've been talking about it, because all of us, whether it's National Iwi Chairs Forum, where it's Māori Women's Welfare League, or New Zealand Māori Council, we all understand that our people are becoming less and less tolerant of being told what to do by bureaucrats, most of them sitting in Wellington, haven't got a clue about the realities for our people on the ground. And yet when we came to COVID, and this is what really threw it up, Dale, was COVID. We knew that to save ourselves, to survive, we went into survival mode. And we could walk our own talk, we could make our own decisions, and those decisions were good decisions, not only for our people, but for the whole country. Because we went from a point where over half of those with COVID, testing positive for COVID, were Māori. And then we had the big fights through the courts because we couldn't get access to the vaccinations. We won those in the courts. As soon as we won the right to make our own decisions for how we were going to deal with the COVID vaccinations, the percentage of those with COVID, testing positive for COVID, plummeted for Māori and for Pacific Island. And that's when we said to government, you have got to stop telling us we have to do it the Pākehā way. We do have our own ways of doing it. You obviously cannot do what is required there. Don't bother. Leave it to us. We know how to do it. And in that way, the government, during that time, Dale, we had government officials coming to us asking us to tell them how we'd done it. Tell them how we had been able to access our people in our own communities to be able to get the vaccinations to them where the government couldn't. And we said, why would we want to tell you? You've always got it wrong. But they kept doing it and then tried to take credit for it. We realized afterwards that's why they'd done it. But the reality was that we saw in COVID how much better we can do. We've known it through the Kura Kaupapa Māori, the Whare Kura. We know that our kids do far better out of an education if they've been through those processes because we make our own decisions in there. And so when we come to National Iwi Chairs Forum, we have been saying to the government for a very long time now, we will do this ourselves. And we've got the various POs within National Iwi Chairs Forum who sit down with those arms of government and try to make government transfer the resources to us so that we can get on and make our own decisions about our own lives.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Sorry to interrupt, Tuhini, but
sure.
You know, this
Sorry.
Is constitutional discussions at an appropriate time. I mean, even the kōrero about potential republicanism or republicanism is on the table right now as we witness the coronation of Charles. People saying, "Oh, well, you know, that's the monarchy's not our only way forward." And it's been a long time, if at all, I can recall a joint press release from the Māori Women's Welfare League, from National Iwi Chairs Forum, and also the New Zealand Māori Council. I wouldn't say it's unprecedented, but it certainly doesn't happen often. Now Margaret, do you too? Issues of co-governance, shared responsibility in academia, we've seen the sluggish response from the latter. It's doable, but you know, convincing wider New Zealand that co-governance or shared responsibility is no threat to our collective futures also needs to be achieved. Most people seemingly very nervous about uppity Māori getting more say around the decision-making table, Makere Mutu.
And I think, Dale, that's just scared of what they don't know. So a fear of the unknown, because they haven't experienced how helpful it can be to have Māori sitting at the table taking a totally different perspective. Those that have experienced that, and there's plenty around the country who have been able to sit at the decision-making tables and contribute to them, they're fine with it. And you will hear Pākehā organisations around this country, some councils around this country, some bodies around this country who have had Māori sitting there making the decisions with them who've said, hey, this is fine. What you have are those who have kept themselves away from the Māori world, have no understanding of it whatsoever. And it's a fear of the unknown. And it's a fear that we just have to assuage. Dale, at the end of the day, it's that responsibility that we have as Māori. And we have that responsibility to look after this country. What all of us, you know, these three bodies, and you're absolutely right, it is almost unprecedented for these three bodies to put out a single press release. But what is so just abundantly obvious is that there's been a lot of damage done in this country, particularly to the environment, but also to the people. And for that, the ultimate responsibility comes back to us, as Māori, as mana whenua in this country, to fix it up. Allowed the Pākehā to come in under Te Tiriti or Waitangi, but they were only ever meant to look after themselves, not us. So we let them go for a while because we had no choice. I mean, they forced it on us. But it didn't actually do any this country a great deal of benefit. In fact, it's done us quite a bit of harm. Now it is our responsibility to get in there and make sure it gets fixed up. And boy, have we seen that in the extreme weather events now, that we really do have to take back control of our own lives just to make sure that people in this country are looked after.
Tēnā koe, Tuhine. Beautiful kōrero. I'm not going to leave the gap between our chats on air anywhere near as long. All the best to you, Markety. Thanks so much for sharing that kōrero with our peeps. It's a very interesting situation we're witnessing here in 2023. Mauri ora kia koe, te tuhine, tēnā koe.
Ai, tēnā rā koe,
tēnā rā koe. Markety Mutu, Ngāti Kahu, te rāroa, Ngāti Whātua.